All right, recording. Hi, guys. This is, welcome to Ruby Discourse.
We're back.
Yeah, we're back. I'm Hurdle, and with me, as always, is my good friend and coffee companion, Ramp.
Yep, that's me.
All right, so Ramp, I'd like you to lead us into what's going on here, because you understand what's going on.
This is part two of our bad gods, bad judging. Well, good right. Judgment of bad gods.
Whatever.
Yes.
Episode title.
That's pretty good. Or bad. So we've got most everyone's gods in now, actually. Some of them need to be re-reviewed because they got back to us, or they're just, we just finally got them to us. And we'll go over this one by one. There's one person who has one god pending that needs work, but we'll get to him later, off screen.
Sure.
Shall we get rolling?
Yeah, whatever you want, dude. Boss. All right.
So first off, we had Purple XVI, who you may remember his asphodel was wicked bad. Just, it was that,
oh, right.
Yeah. The dead plant, just super dog shit. So he's got a new one. I'm opening it up here. Libertarian OSHA guidelines, the crone. This looks a lot more tenable.
Okay.
It's still got the bad scales, but drain 3, that's going to be bad for his free spot. Order, misfortune, it's bad for Asphodel, and it's dormant with awe, fear, and berserker. But at least he can do something with that. I feel
eventually.
Like he's going to pay for it hard. It's still probably going to be really bad.
Our task is not to, well, I was going to say our task is not to judge, it is a judge, but we're only judging on whether or not it's too good to play in the game, right?
I mean, basically, just as a Black Centaur, it's going to be really good, but they're going to run out because everything's going to die. And his freeze gun are going to blow.
Hey, man, that's definitely not our problem.
He's got order. Yeah, it's not our problem. I'd say this is okay. What do you think?
Sure, whatever, dude. I don't care.
Awe and fear are two things that go great together that you don't see very often.
But shrimp
for and all five of the guys you can hire a turn.
Great. All right, moving on.
All right, boom. We're just going to make that green it up. Who's next? Next is new. I got Jarek. He originally wanted to play MA Airmore, and we understand that, but I think we eventually came down on it just because.
You were the hardliner there, and I agree because
toxic.
Yeah,
it's just not fun to play against. Like, even if you made a bad god, you're still going to get all your dumb free spawn, and it's going to be fine. Mm. But instead, he brings us Bandar Log, a god of Bandar Log. It looks like what's the name of this chassis? It's not a Shidu.
It's a Kamadenu.
A Kamadenu. Thank you.
Wish granting cow.
Yep, it's her eyes are up there. And it's luck.
You didn't need to comment on that, Ramp. She has a beautiful form.
I'm just saying, it's incredible coronet.
You're a married man, so I'm just saying.
I'm just trying to think of the children here.
Well, the children wish to suck from the teats of the beautiful wish-granting cow.
It's worth noting, I believe she offers substantial supply bonus.
Well, because people
explicitly love because of that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But enough of that. We have, it looks like, luck, poison weapons, and blood surge on Bandar Log.
Great.
It's terrible. It's not good because blood surge is okay. Are they awake or asleep? What is this?
Looks awake to me.
Are they going to expand with this? Yeah, no, it's dormant. It's dormant.
Where?
Bottom.
Oh, yeah, right.
Prism and tab. Yeah, it's like three different screens for this, I swear.
Yeah.
Like, scales are not great, but I think they're just going to make a whole bunch of, like, their, what are those things called?
Tiger Riders?
Tiger Riders? No, the ones that you can hire in any place.
White ones.
Yes. I think that's what's going on here.
Great.
But that seems acceptable. Poison weapons is bad. Just Real bad.
Yeah, it's not good. It would be really hard to take something on Vanderlog. Would be like, whoa, you back off, dude.
Vanderlog is just, well, you've run them.
I have.
Yeah.
As a stunt. So, yeah, no, this is fine. Seems fine.
All right. Jarrett, congratulations.
Congratulations.
So next is an appeal. Okay. We came down a little hard, I guess, on Calum and his, let me open this up, his Destroyer of Worlds. And this, right. Like, we thought Fardcaster, that's pretty good. Scales aren't terrible, but people brought up a salient point. They don't really have wizards that are sacred.
Right. So he doesn't actually get any benefit from Fardcaster.
Yeah. I mean, he can cast some gnarly globals, I guess, but whatever. Everyone can cast those. So I think I'm willing, in light of it, you know, not being useful, I'm going to let this go and hope it doesn't bite everyone else in the ass. But if it does, I don't have to play that game.
It's true. Makes you think.
So I'm going to update that too. Okay. We've heard your case, Beard, and we accept you. All right. Next up, we had Sleeping Pills. But he had to withdraw from the game. Real life stuff. I understand and wish him the best. Replacing him is the player known as My Dad. That's his name. He's not actually either of our fathers or your father. As far as we know. He's playing M.A. Tian Chi. Big fan of this. He's got a JBBM chassis too. And it's called, Look, I Was Hungry, Okay? The Heavenly Herbalist.
Whoa! That's a large gentleman.
He's a fat man. He just loves to taste everything. Nothing left to taste but godhood. That's pretty good. It's a Jay Brereton original, and I love him. So look at this bless. He's playing MATC, which has dog shit sacreds.
What are they?
It's those the Red Horse guys. Red Guard. They have spring strength of spring, so in the fall they have bad hit points. Larger kind of gets around this. Quickness is pretty good. Magic weapons is fine. His scales are really bad. Like, he's not going to be able to make a whole lot of those in any case. So that order scales, I feel.
Okay, that kind of seems funny.
I mean, can you summon anything good with him? You really can't.
This.
You don't get the good summons.
Yeah, you don't get.
You can summon the pig.
I like the pig. I've never used him. One day I'm going to figure out how to make the pig good, and you're going to eat the horse.
He's thick. Make the celestial, the horse-headed guard guy, celestial soldiers.
I guess larger's kind of funny on a pig or something.
I mean, I'm fine with this, I think. Is this dormant or awake? I can't tell. It looks like it might be awake.
Yeah. It doesn't have a dormant or a prison tag.
Well, fine. Great. I wonder if he's going to expand with him.
I hope he does. God is only size 5, so it will benefit from larger.
Oh, man, you get incredible stuff. Such foresight. Quickness, though. All right. Quickness is really expensive.
Great, man.
All right. Very well. Congratulations, My Dad. All right. So after Squirrel, good. So Gishu. We last time came down on his MA Palasia as being too good. And he's decided he's not going to play MA Palasia, which brings us down to 3 underwaters, thank goodness. Instead, he's playing Archocephalae. And have you seen this?
I have not.
Open this shit up, my friend.
Okay, I'm opening it. I'm looking at it with my eyes.
It's another Statue of War.
What is it good for, again?
All
right.
But
a lot of magic.
It's got... Check out the water bless.
Oh, he did it. Oh, my God.
It's water breathing.
The mad lad.
I feel like putting water breathing on your bless is like an automatic okay in this game.
Great. Absolutely. Yeah. Beautiful. What is the sacred for Archfail?
M-A? E-A is the horsey flying Pegasi. And this one, I think it is just... Is it just the Heart Companions?
Let's find out.
You know, being...
Looks like Heart Companions are, M.A. Archisphale.
All right. Must have some sacred wizards kicking around. But can't sure. It's important. This looks like a... So just... And they were also your formation fighter, right? So larger, it's just a bunch of friendly huge dudes just really close to each other.
Call that.
It's getting all wet. All right, I'm
gross. We have to fight homophobia in the Dominion community, Ramp.
I'm for it. I'm okay. For not homophobia.
Wow. Okay. Jeez. Yeah.
Interesting. Let me clarify that. I'm glad that Arco is incredibly gay.
Well, it's true that they are. Well, you know, the whatever is, well, Arcus Fail, so this god's awake too, so he's going to be able to dive right in.
Well, he can't. Oh, yeah, it's true. Part of that. The god can't move anywhere. It's a statue, but the people can dive. He can teleport a statue.
He'll benefit from his barb.
No, he can't.
All right. I think this is suitably gonzo. This is a gonzo. This guy has Dom 5, sacreds, and he's taken nothing but negative scales.
He's bringing a bunch of armored men underwater.
Here we go.
Fine. Let him go fight it out with the other three guys. Speaking of underwater guys.
Great. Uruchi. Okay, good. Approved.
Yes. Uruchi has come at us with his god for relay, one of our three underwaters, alongside Oceania and Yis. And check this guy out. You heard what he's using, right?
Yes, I'm aware of this, yes.
Yes, the king in yellow. No one plays this because if I remember, it's garbage. I couldn't even tell you what its attacks are.
It's really, well, you know, I'll let me, I was looking at this earlier.
So spell it out for our listeners.
Sure. Okay, so this guy sucks. Okay, he's got 66 base HP.
Okay.
All right. He's got natural protection 7.
Mm.
Okay. He does have MR20, magic rare 20, which is really, really high. That's great. Nice. Unfortunately, you're going to get just murdered by just like the first militiaman.
Anything underwater.
Oh, yeah. He's got fear 6 and 9 eyes, which is cool. Starting magic is S2D1, so that's not terrible.
What's his, what are his attacks?
He's got 2 tentacles, and he's got a life drain and melee. You got a mind blast from range.
Cool.
And he's not. I don't believe he's an innate caster.
All right. So
he's got blunt res, and that's it.
He's got arcane finesse here, which is +1 spell penetration.
Yeah.
Stygian flesh, which that's only a 10, right?
Yeah. So Stygian flesh gives you invulnerability. Yeah. So it will increase.
Guy's natural protection is already 7, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's a net gain of 3 protection, which he's purchased for like 3 magical whatever.
I guess he can use it for his sacreds. There aren't a lot of sacreds in.
No, they
the wizards.
Well, I wonder. Are meteorite guards?
I mean, they suck if they are.
No, hold on. There's
just want to field like a million lobos.
Well, there's Illithid warriors, I think. Right, they're sacred, right? No? The soldiers, there you go. They don't actually look sacred. I don't think, you can pull sacreds out of the void gate.
No, that's true. Maybe they have some. I guess when you pull like a sacred vastness or something, they can have some protection.
Yeah, we'll have like mundane weapons.
I mean, this guy could literally just cast bark skin. Nature pets.
Maybe that's his plan. He said in his message that he intends to expand with this guy.
Like, does he know how Stygian flesh works?
I don't know if he does, but
like,
you know?
A lot of people don't. People make this mistake constantly. I made this mistake once.
Okay.
Early in my career with Katiss.
Oh.
Yeah. Hard skin and Stygian flesh. I was fucking brilliant dude right there.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I
seems like
my,
an okay. He shouldn't do it, but it's good.
Yeah, I like the king in yellow. There doesn't really seem to be an idea here. Like from what I can tell, this is not a coherent thought.
No, this is just bad.
This is not great. But you know what? Like, you know, power to him. I think, you know, I mean, well, you know, we, I mean, like, you can, we can rubber stamp this. I don't know what's going to
happen. I say it's probably a Yes, but double check Stygian Flesh does what you think it does.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then maybe get back to us, because an Expander King in yellow probably has a lot of leeway.
God, Expander, but that is so fucking... Yeah, 66 big HP, base pro 7, like, you know, like, I wonder what slots he has. Let me take a look, actually. I want to make sure. He has... Oh, he's got two hands ahead and a body slot.
Okay. Any miss?
Yeah, two miss, of course. Yeah.
All right. He's fine. Yeah. Just no shoes.
Yeah, just like, well, he's got tentacle feet, as you can tell.
Yeah.
Really, really a wonderful piece of art, though.
I like it.
I'm looking at the attack sprite, too, which you can't see.
I can't.
No, it's very beautiful. Just a beautiful piece of art. It's a shame that it's such a terrible god and no one ever uses it.
Yeah, it's competing with the Utter Vest. Why would you pick anything but the Utter Vest?
Yeah, why would you? I mean, yeah, you could pick
the Utter Vest. Is a lot of fun to play.
Yeah, well, I've never done it. Maybe I should do it sometime. You know,
when you finally win relay, I won MA relay with one. It was good times. Prematurones.
Maybe I should do MA relay. I've done LA, but it wasn't as much fun. Okay, well, all right. So
no one lets you play LA ever. No one lets anyone play.
Let's put a pin in this. Like, this is an okay, I guess. Oh, you already wrote. All right, great. Okay. And
I want to say one more thing, I guess, about the Mokarin ES Bless with the million.
Oh, you want to talk about that? Yes.
I just want to mention this briefly that in JBBM, you can, these swans that your swan herds can get on the surface are also, in fact, sacred.
Yes.
So it's still really bad. This doesn't help it at all, but it's funny.
Yes, it does mean that the attacks will have something to go on, which is swans, which will be funny.
So yes, instead of that, the swans can help their seven Warbok knights that they've been able to
fire and have survived due to their low attack score. The swans will never actually land a hit.
Oh no, they do swarm with other garbage. But if they do. No one knows what's going to happen. It's going to be bad, though.
Okay.
I mean, it's a bunch of random, right? I guess we'll find out. Maybe let's get pecked by a swan. Let's fucking explode. It's five weapon brands simultaneously manifest. I want to believe.
Great.
All right. That's all I wanted to say about that. I guess we're just about there.
That's about it.
Two people need to be told just to... Double check, are you okay? And one guy should just adjust his own build a little bit, and we're good to go once we find a map.
Great. All right. I will. I'm not gonna have this one out tonight, but
that's fine.
All right. Okay. Well. Thanks, Ramp. Until next time, guys. I've been Turtle.
All right. Thank you for playing in our terrible game and listening to our excellent podcast.
Night, everybody.
Good night.